Tell me the story of the old world, Grandpa, she says, settling down in her bunk.
Why would you want to hear of such things before bed? You won't sleep.
Do you remember it? The mountains and the forests, the deserts and the oceans.
The oceans. I certainly remember the oceans. Hard to forget the oceans, he says, as he sits on the edge of the bed,
the thrash of waves as clear in his mind as the day of the flood.
I don't want to give you nightmares.
You won't, she says. She has heard the stories before, knows all about the monsters. They're not like the monsters in the other tales. They have no sharp teeth or claws. They don't even frighten her. Not in that way. But they linger in her mind and wrap around her thoughts, puzzling her with the mystery of their two eyes that became one.
Well, just for a moment. But don't tell your mother, he whispers. She doesn't like me filling your head with these stories, especially before bed.
Her face glows with the pleasure of a secret shared.
Long ago, before you came to be, when I was just a small boy myself, we lived in the old world. It was a magnificent place with towering mountains, lush forests, vast oceans, and great frozen caps of ice. It was home to a multitude of species. Some survived, some disappeared, but eventually, the humans came to dominate. There were far too many of them. Half of them were extremely poor, desperate for food and water and prone to sickness and disease. The other half were extremely rich, with more food than they could eat and an appetite for frippery.
What's frippery, Grandpa?
Things. Stuff. Unnecessary bits.
She looks at him blankly, but he is mid-flow, like the floods that eventually claim the old world, and she knows better than to interrupt him.